Care Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight, week two edition. It's high school basketball, Atchison boys coach. We got Pat Battle joining us, brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Phoenix off to a great start, 3-0. All three of these games have happened since the last time we spoke, coach, and it started last Friday night at Junction City, 67-59. Great way to start the year. Take us back to that opener at Junction City. What'd you take away from that first game?
Well, the first thing I noticed is, you know, I see my kids every day in practice, and you know they're fast, but you see the speed every day. But then when you see it against somebody else, you're like, wow, we're really fast. So that's really the first thing that comes to my mind is the speed at which we play, the pace at which we play, which is difficult to deal with for opponents.
You got right back to it. So you have multiple games this week. So you follow the Junction City win against Wamego. You play at Wamego earlier in the week. Another big win to go to 2-0, 73-43. What'd you take away from that one?
That was a totally different situation, a different environment. I was really pleased the way in which we handled the adversity that comes. They play very differently, the Junction City. Junction City's kind of a strength on strength. We're kind of similar. And then Wamego plays completely different. They run a little bit, but their whole key is executing the half court. And so there was lots of different sets we had to defend. And I felt we handled that pretty well, of being able to neutralize what they do offensively.
And then number three in terms of games played, again, Tuesday nights, St. Mary's Academy, another big win to go to 3-0, 77-28. Just a dominant start once again, but that one specifically on Tuesday night against St. Mary's Academy. A few key takeaways from that game.
Well, first of all, one of the things that we'll have to learn going down the road, I mean, we struggled with it early. It was back-to-back nights, so that's a tough challenge for anybody. But we struggled a little bit with the zone, and we're going to have to figure out how to be better against zone. We did a much better job against it, obviously, in the second half. So it's different styles and different situations, and so it's been a real interesting balance to who we've played in our first three games that's given us a little bit of a different look.
Yeah, and you get another opportunity for a non-league game here tonight. You guys go to Eudora. They popped into the 4A ranks this week at number 10. So another tough test here tonight as you try to stay unbeaten at 4-0 if you're able to get the win. What can you tell us about Eudora and the challenges in this fourth game here tonight?
They're good. They're loaded. I know they lost to Spring Hill in their opener, but they've got three sophomores that are very dynamic. They got the great guard in Thomas, and then they also got the big kid too. They're really good. They're disciplined. They play hard. They play really good, solid man-to-man defense. They don't make mistakes. I'll tell you what, we saw them last year in the championship of the Tongi tournament. They took it to us with that young bunch. And I was pretty veteran laden, and they really hammered us good in that tournament. So it's a huge challenge. And going to playing at Eudora, Eudora's a tough place to play. The community really gets out there and really supports games. That the stands will be packed. So it's going to be a really interesting challenge, you know, for our guys.
Yeah, great start to the season for the Atchison Phoenix. The Phoenix boys right now number 5 ranked in the 4A class. As we mentioned tonight, they go to number 10 ranked Eudora. Again, Atchison wins over Junction City, Wamego, and St. Mary's Academy. Game number 4 here tonight at Eudora. Pat Battle joining us. Always appreciate the few minutes, Coach. We'll talk to you one more time next week before the break.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the coverage.